This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. The president of the Oglala Sioux Tribe in South Dakota says President Joe Biden taking office is a welcome relief. Kevin Killer says Biden kept his word on day one by canceling the Keystone XL pipeline permit. Lee Strubinger has more.
President Killer says tribal communities have been working for years to cancel the Keystone XL pipeline. Killer says as a state legislator, he brought bills against the project that ultimately failed.
But, you know, to see that action, especially day one at the federal level, is a strong statement to, you know, who he's going to be as the president, you know, hoping to listen to our communities. And I think just various tribal nations around the country stepped up and helped turn out to vote for him. So I think he's going to help repay that.
Killer says Biden's pick for Interior Secretary, Congresswoman Deb Haaland, will help lead to better conversations between the federal government and tribal governments. He says her strong background in Native issues will help her guide the Department of Interior. Killer is a former state senator from the district that covers the Pine Ridge Reservation. He's visiting the South Dakota State Capitol to pay respects to two former Oglala Lakota state lawmakers, Jim Bradford and Teresa Tubles, who passed away in 2020.
So just being here as a former legislator and as a current tribal president, you know, there's very few people who actually held that, and Senator Tubles is one of them. Senator Bradford was an amazing advocate for our communities, especially around schools, all this kind of stuff. But he was just a strong voice for us. You know, he always stood up when we needed to be there, and he was, you know, he's just good at just making sure that our voices were heard. So that's why I'm really here to honor their legacies and, you know, also sit with the other Native legislators and kind of visit with them a little bit.
Killer is also urging state lawmakers to pass a community school program bill that sets up four schools in South Dakota tailored to Native children. Courses will get taught in Lakota, Dakota, and Nakota, and will center around an Ocheti Shakoni curriculum. It's a bill that passed the state Senate last year, but failed in a House committee. State senators will continue their hearing on the bill on Tuesday. For National Native News, I'm Lee Strupinger in Pierre.
Indigenous people and their allies are calling on President Biden to stop the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline replacement project. A group of people met in Bacchus, Minnesota Saturday and marched down streets in opposition of the pipeline, just days after Biden took action to revoke the Keystone XL permit. Organizers say more than 200 water protectors took part in the march. The Indigenous Environmental Network streamed the demonstration live on Facebook.
Can't drink oil!
Keep it in!
Construction began on Line 3 in early December. Indigenous people have been opposing the project at construction sites in northern Minnesota. A resistance camp was recently set up near Cloquet to try and slow construction. While supporters of the oil pipeline say the replacement is needed and the project creates jobs and boosts the economy. The Lakota Ray Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians in Wisconsin is observing Treaty Day. Virtual events are taking place Monday in celebration, including a powwow for students. The tribal college is hosting a series of speakers this week. In 1983, a court affirmed Ojibwe hunting, fishing, and gathering rights. The Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma is reopening its COVID-19 emergency assistance program Monday to help Cherokee citizens financially. The tribe has already helped more than 4,000 people with emergency funds since September and has added $7 million more to the relief program. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Association of American Indian Physicians and the SAMHSA-sponsored Opioid Response Network, working across the nation to address the opioid crisis in tribal communities. Information and support at aaip.org.
Support by Utah Dene Bakea, working to restore Bears Ears National Monument to 1.9 million acres with co-management by tribes. Info on supporting this effort at utahdene.org. That's UTAHDINE.org.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.